Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. So good to have you listening to the program today. But before we get started, I want to ask you this and answer this in your own heart. What is the most important message in the entire Bible about money? This is not a trick question. You don't have to worry if you don't know, but you do need to know. Because I just shared this with our board of directors and our entire staff, that if we were successful getting the entire world out of debt and living on a budget, we would have failed in our mission. Now, that's important to be out of debt, but that's not the central message of the Bible about money. The central message about money in the Scripture is, are you an owner or are you simply a trustee? Because if you miss that, you've missed the entire message of the Scripture, and you do not understand the parable of the talents, and you will not hear, well done, good and faithful servant, because you're not living as a trustee. Because you see, owners measure their success with money by how much they have. But a trustee measures success with money by whether or not they've been faithful to use it for the purposes that it was given to them. That's the central message. Another overriding message of the Scripture is, what do you treasure? Do you treasure the kingdom of God or the kingdom of this earth? You know, in Matthew 13:44, the Lord said, when you find the kingdom of God, sell everything that you have, because it's a safer place to invest your treasures. It's a safer place to invest your money, your talents. It's a safer place to invest all that you're about during this brief time that you're on earth. And if you're worried about what's going on in the kingdom of earth, it's an indication that your treasures are still here. And you've missed the central message of what God wanted you to know. And then finally, I think the central message is, what is the purpose of money? You know, Andrew Murray said, the world will always ask you how much you have, but God will always ask you, what did you do with what you have? I think that's why the rich young ruler was challenged to give away everything, because I think he was probably out of debt. I think he probably was living with financial peace and prosperity, but he wasn't fulfilling his purpose. And the Lord said, give it all up and come follow me, because his purpose was not to accumulate more money. He was put here on earth to serve the kingdom of God. So the real question in the Scripture is not, what do you have, but what has you? And if you miss that, you're not going to fulfill the main message of the Scripture. Well, coming up, we're going to interview Jocelyn Boutte, and she's going to help you understand how to live on a budget so that you can fulfill God's purposes for your life. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today you get to hear from Jocelyn Boutte, and I am so pleased to have you in the studio, Jocelyn. You normally operate behind the computer and in Ostander, Ohio, and here you are in Georgia with us today. Welcome to Money Life.
Thanks so much, Chuck. It's great to be here with you.
Well, one of my favorite ministries that we offer is what you do. The ministry to be able to go online and to actually talk with somebody who's been trained to help other people. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to get in a car and drive anywhere. You can just go online and talk to one of our trained coaches to help people with their financial problems. And you guys back us up on this program all the time, Jocelyn. But during this economic upheaval, surely you have been a very busy person. Tell us what's happened.
Well, we've definitely seen an increase in questions, especially asking concerns about the economy. You know, people have never experienced anything like this. And for those that really enjoy reading Larry's books, his timeless classic of The Coming Economic Earthquake has become something that people are really starting to wonder if it's actually happening. In fact, your article, Economic Landscape, has really been a great read. And anyone that hasn't read it, I really encourage them to visit crown.org and read that.
Well, Jocelyn, I know that people have been fearful. All of the things that they normally depend on have been shaken. And you're seeing that as people come to ask questions. What do you tell somebody who's just almost gripped with fear and they go online and they want to talk to somebody to help them with their fear?
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is John 10:10. You know, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And fear is an enemy tactic. He wants to use that to destroy us. But the Lord promises that he'll always be there for us. And that's where things have to start. We have to get that concept down in our minds. And we have to realize that God is using every single event, even a bad economy, for our good. And it's in his ultimate control.
Well, Jocelyn, we've talked before that, you know, you're coaching people along the destination on the money map. And that was an idea that God gave us some years ago to help people know how to take the next steps. And of course, destination one is to save $1,000. But what you're finding is many people come to you and they're not even ready for destination one. Tell us where people are at when they most frequently come online and ask for help.
Most people are typically in a panic. They're saying, I'm dealing with overwhelming debt. I've got $20,000, $30,000 in credit card debt. You know, I might even have the bill collector showing up at my door, calling me on the telephone, and they really don't even know which way is up. And so they're like, all right, where do I even start? I have no clue what I'm doing. Some people don't even know how to balance their checkbooks when they come to us. So we take them from where they're at, find out what's going on, and begin asking those questions of, you know, what are you experiencing? What is happening in your life right now and your finances? And begin moving slowly from there to get them on a spending plan and begin taking those next steps and finally work their way actually into destination one. And that ends up becoming part of their steps to complete destination one and then save that $1,000.
Well, I know many people email me and they often say we're drowning in debt, we're overwhelmed, like you're saying, Jocelyn, and we say get a hold of a coach because they can walk through this step by step with you, and it's so basic and you deal with it all the time. What are some of the things that you help them with? I know that it's not difficult. It's not arduous to really follow a simple plan. How do you get them started?
Well, first of all, we begin by finding out what they're spending each month. You know, finding what you're really putting out of your checkbook in a month is actually very shocking for most people. They don't realize that that $72 they're spending at the vending machine adds up very quickly. And we begin by using a diary and having them write down everything they're spending in a given month, seeing where their habits are, and then we can begin moving to new good habits of ways to cut back, ways to balance, and to put priorities into place.
Well, I know, Jocelyn, that you counsel people that they need to listen to the Lord. They need to follow these steps that God's kind of given you from listening to Dave Scobie teach at one of our live seminars. Tell us what those steps are.
Yes. You know, I enjoy acronyms, and I was just sitting there listening, and I began realizing that a spending plan is actually an acronym. If you take the word plan, it begins with preparation. You have to gather your information and begin preparing for the plan, and then you have to listen to the Lord and what his word is really saying, because if our plans are not in line with his word, they're going to fail. But if they're in line with his word, then he is going to bless and draw us near to him. And, you know, action has to be a part of that plan, because we can have this great, you know, piece of paper that's got everything on it, but if it's not put into action in our lives, it will never go anywhere. And finally, you have to never stop. Because, you know, one of the saddest stories that I hear is that someone that comes back and says, you know, I used to listen to Crown on the radio, and we got out of the habit of keeping track of our spending, and now we're back in credit card debt. We aren't sure which way is up, but we know that there is a way to get back on track, and if they had just never stopped, they would have never gotten into that trouble.
Have you seen the coaches really help people to stay on track? Because so many want to do this, Jocelyn. They say, oh, I've tried that before. It's a little like a diet. You know, I've been on a diet and it didn't work. I tried another diet, it didn't work. Budgeting tends to fall in that category with people. And what they really need is somebody that will truly, through grace, through kindness and love, encourage them to stick with it. Are you seeing that happen when you coach people?
Absolutely. That's one of the really neat things, because we put such an emphasis on the biblical principles where the life-transforming action happens. You know, we go to the Lord's, what He has to say for us, and then from that we build out to the practical principles. And when you begin renewing your mind and seeing what God has for you to do, it gets into your heart. It becomes contagious, and you start living it yourself. You start spreading it. And the coaches actually walk with the people that come to them along the journey. They're not just there to get them on a budget and send them off. They're there to encourage them. They sometimes come back with follow-up questions and continue walking with them as they need it as an encouragement.
Well, you know, Jocelyn, there was just a survey done that said, it was done by Bloomberg, a major national financial firm. They asked, if you had to put your hands on $1,000 cash by tomorrow, would that be hard? And 30% of American respondents said that would be next to impossible.
Mm.
And I know you see many people that can't even imagine having $1,000 cash set aside. And that's the first step on the money map, isn't it?
It is. You know, oftentimes we break it down into, that means $10 out of every paycheck. Can you do that? Can you put a $10 bill aside each paycheck? That'll start you on that journey.
Well, Jocelyn, when we come back, I want to talk about how to get to that first step. And I also want to talk about the most common questions that you get as an online money map coach. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking to Jocelyn Boutte, who heads up our online Money Map coaching. As I've said many times, it's one of my most favorite ministries that we offer through Crown, because anybody can do it, no matter where you are. It doesn't cost you a thing, and we have a wonderful group of trained people who volunteer their time to meet with you at your convenience. And Jocelyn, we were talking about how important it is to have $1,000 set aside. And many people that come aren't in that position to have that. And you start them with just the basics. How do you put $10 out of every check? What are some of the other things that you share with them that help people get that $1,000 saved so they reach destination one?
I think a lot of it is setting priorities and realizing that there is hope to be able to reach that goal, because when something seems unachievable, you won't even start. So we really try to lay out the fact that it is an attainable goal, and to begin taking the baby steps. You know, some people have cut back on their eating out to be able to put some money in savings. Some people will say, okay, I'm not going to buy a Coke from the vending machine, and I'm going to put that dollar that I would have spent on that in my saving jar. And at the end of the month, you've probably got $20-$25 in there that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Sure. I'm a big believer in automatic withdrawal, too, that before that check hits your account, that you split some out and set it in a separate account, because you've got to have at least $1,000 cash. Now, Jocelyn, I know that Many people write me and want to ask questions. They want me to answer their questions. Mm-hmm. And what I so often say is there's a service that we provide with people who we've trained that can not only answer your question, mm-hmm. but they can go deep with you. They can stay engaged with you. What are some of the more common questions that you're getting online right now?
You know, one of the questions that we've really begun seeing recently is from adult children who are caring for their aging parents. You know, we're really seeing the baby boomers begin to step into that role. And it's very unfamiliar. It's uncharted territory for a lot of them. And, you know, one of the phrases I've heard is they're parenting their parents, which is very unusual. It's a difficult role. And, you know, a lot of people aren't sure what to do. So we definitely encourage them to get connected into a support group through their church. And we even have some practical resources in dealing with that. One of them I like to recommend is the Partnership for Prescription Assistance, which I'm sure we'll have a link up on our website at crown.org.
Yeah, that's PPARX.org. Now, what does that help people do?
Actually, I went through it and did it for my grandparents, and it cut their prescription costs by 50%. I was really amazed because it's a compilation of all of the prescription assistance programs for the elderly. So you go in there, you enter their basic prescription information, and it tells you what programs they might qualify for, and you can just simplify it.
Yeah, that's a very practical way to help people. What else do you recommend, or what other kind of questions are you getting?
You know, I got to hear the story of Rachel, and she came in, and she wanted to know how she, as a young woman, could handle money in a way that would be pleasing to the Lord. She wanted to become that Proverbs 31 woman. And in fact, she says that it was normal for her to survive from payday to payday, to put money in savings and take it out again at the end of the month, and to tithe very sporadically. She began working with one of our online coaches, and she has paid off her debt. She's now at destination 4 on the money map.
Oh, wow. How encouraging.
And one of the exciting things was that not only are we reaching within the U.S., but Rachel is from Australia, and with her job, she's currently in a closed country, and she's getting involved with some ministry opportunities with Crown there. So
That is an exciting fruit of this ministry, Jocelyn. Now, tell us, what is an online money map coach? For those listening that don't know what we're talking about, they don't know how to get engaged, what is it?
An online money map coach is a trained volunteer who has been through very intense targeted training. They're trained to help you evaluate your income, your spending, your debt, your saving, your giving. They're there to help you apply biblical principles of financial stewardship to your life, to transform your heart, to help you line it up with God's word, and then to turn around and apply it in practical ways.
Yes.
You know, the really neat thing about this is that there's no fee for this service. Each of the coaches have had the opportunity to be taught God's principles, and they consider it a privilege to be able to share it with other people. You know, they volunteer their time so freely. I mean, we have a coach that's out there 30 hours a week, just can't wait to actually talk to someone and share what God has taught him.
Well, and that's what people who support this ministry want to see happening, is people getting their needs met and their questions answered. And this has been a wonderful model for us. So tell me, how does it work? And how do people actually engage? Walk me through that step by step, Jocelyn.
Okay, you're going to go to crown.org/coaches. And that's C-O-A-C-H-E-S. We also have a real nice hyperlink on our homepage. So if you just get to crown.org, you're good to go. Once you find to chat with a money map coach, you're going to click on that link. And you're going to follow the step-by-step instructions. It's going to walk you through accepting the disclaimer, entering your question. And you click ask. And it's as simple as that. And you'll be chatting live with one of our online coaches in just moments.
Well, Jocelyn, are there specific coaches trained to answer specific questions? In other words, if there's a technical question, then we have a listener that really has something that is maybe far beyond the budget. Maybe it's a retirement question. Maybe it's a destination 5 or 6 question. Do we have people available to help them?
Yes, we do. We have coaches that have been with Crown for years, and we work as a team. If we have a question that a coach gets, we're going to find the answer. We may have to do a little bit of research, but we're going to make sure that they walk away having the answer and the resources that they need to continue on their journey.
Well, Jocelyn, because this is confidential, you're seeing even pastors come and ask questions because they need a place to go as well.
You know, I was out on the chat site one day, and I had a pastor come in, and he said, I have a money map coach in my church, but I'm the pastor. I really don't feel comfortable revealing my information. Can you help me? And we see that happen all the time, and we're there to serve those that need us, you know, pastors, leadership.
And we're seeing pastors recommend their congregations to use this service as well, and we love that. It's very scalable, and it's helping thousands of people. Jocelyn, God bless you. Great to have you on the program today.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I'm always so inspired to talk to Jocelyn. And you know, she can talk through those fingers on a keyboard just as well and just as clear. And she's got that same wonderful, graceful demeanor when she counsels people. And it's so encouraging for me to have this army of volunteers surrounding this broadcast so that all you've got to do is go online and get some practical help. If you're in a financial crisis, go there and get some help. Or maybe you just want a little encouragement to do better with your budget. Maybe you want just a little encouragement to help you through a tight spot. Maybe you're facing foreclosure and you want somebody to help you understand some of the decisions that you need to make. They're there to help you. You know, they're trained in God's financial principles. They don't earn commissions. They have nothing to sell you, and they have absolutely no ulterior motive. It's a safe place. It's a confidential place. It's a place that can do more than I could ever do for you on the air, because you can go back and back and back until you get to the place that you need to be. And I hope you feel a sense of freedom to use those services without any obligation. That's why we're here. That's why our financial partners support us, so that we can serve you. You know, I've said in the days ahead, I think they're going to be tough. I think we're going to face a contracting economy that's going to be difficult for many, many people. And I hope you feel a sense of urgency to get your house in order. Pay off your consumer debt now. Increase your savings now. And above all, increase your generosity. Even in difficult circumstances, do not let your personal generosity decrease. I'm very concerned about getting the message of God's Word out during these difficult times, because that's going to be where people find true hope. I think they're going to be disappointed in looking in any other solution. And that's the time when people's hearts are open, when they're searching, they've lost confidence in all the things that historically have given them confidence. Now they want to fill that hole in their heart with something that's truly lasting and solid, and that is Jesus Christ and His Word. And we want to be there during this unprecedented time to serve more and more people. I've said before, many people don't realize that some of our listeners have been out there for years and do not realize that we're supported totally by our financial partners. We're supported by people's charitable giving, people who want to be a part of what we're doing here, that want to serve other people and reach out to them through the radio broadcast, through our services that are provided free online, through our seminars, through the production of materials. All of those things are what we do to serve the body of Christ and help them to be strong and healthy and to have the right mindset as stewards. Well, we need you as a partner. If we've helped you in any way throughout your relationship with us and you want to financially support us so that we can go out and help others, please join us now. You can call 1-800-722-1976 or go online at crown.org and make a donation through the web. Well, God bless you. You've been listening to Money Life. We'll be back again on Monday.